My guest says all the heavy lifting for miracles, it's been done by the Messiah. We simply need to move out of the way. Are you ready to move out of the way? Next. Holy Spirit, I invite you to take full control over this show, over every aspect of this show. And I believe that heaven is going to come down to earth. We've talked about healing before. We've talked about miracles. But there's a lot of controversy over miracles. Yeah. What's your definition of a miracle, and what has God shown you about miracles?
I define a miracle as God's interruption or intervention in a natural process, or when God overrides the laws of nature. You know, we know that water can never become wine until Jesus shows up. We know that people can't walk on water until Jesus shows up. So those are what we call miracles, because they make no sense at all. They don't follow any natural logic. They're supernatural.
I have found with Jewish people that have no desire to believe in Yeshua, Jesus, as the Messiah, that one miracle, and all of a sudden, they will listen. It's sort of people are, you know, are totally opinionated. I'm either for or against. There's no in between. We don't discuss anymore.
Right.
The anger level, etc. One miracle cuts right through that.
Right through it.
Something that you teach on, and you do into much depth, which is so vital, that this, when we become born from above, when the Messiah of Israel is living in us, our whole DNA is changed for the miraculous. Explain that.
When you get born again, the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives within you. That's why Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That life of God flows out of us. And I want people to think of it this way, Sid. It's not so much about trying to attain or achieve a miracle. The miraculous power is already inside of you. You need to release the miraculous, because it's already, it's your inheritance, it's your DNA, it's in every fiber of your being. In fact, Sid, I would argue that we were born for miracles, or born again for miracles, rather.
When you pray for someone, in your inner thoughts, are you thinking, I wonder if they're going to be healed or not? I wonder if they have enough faith. I wonder if I have enough faith. What's going on inside of you when you pray for someone?
No, I don't, because I realize that Jesus did all the work for me. He already did the heavy lifting. He already accomplished. He already destroyed sickness on the cross. My job is to release my faith and a partner with Yeshua to see that miracle come to pass. And Sid, I'm telling you, it's easy. Miracles are easy.
All right, you say it's easy. It's easy where you minister. But the fact is, there are millions of believers. There are many even watching us right now. They don't see miracles in their church. They don't see miracles when they pray. Why?
Well, one of the reasons is, unfortunately, I call it the great omission. You know, Jesus calls it, well, we call it the Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But we've, in American church, been guilty of the great omission, because we've omitted the power of God from the gospel. And when you remove God's power from the gospel, all you have is a spell. And people have been under the spell of intellectualism. They've been under the spell of powerless religion. And it's time for people to come back under the gospel, which is the demonstration of the authentic power of God. You know, when I pray for people to minister in this area, we had a young lady we prayed for, and I said a simple prayer. I just told her, you know what, you are anointed to do the miraculous. And she says, okay. So she goes into a cancer ward the same day. A man has 2 months to live, and people are gathered around him, well-meaning Christians, are just kind of singing kumbaya around him, and she knocks him out of the way, move, move, and she just lays hands on his head, be healed. That was a Sunday afternoon. That Wednesday, his cancer went into remission. He was totally healed. She wasn't a pastor. She wasn't a priest and a bishop, anything. I think we have sort of conflated this idea that we have to do something. You know, if I just pray hard enough, if I just, you know, if I'm just good enough, if I don't eat, you know, any donuts this week, you know, the Lord will, He'll work through me. But reality is that Messiah has already done the work. We have to partner with Messiah to see His miraculous power revealed in our lives.
What happens when your wife comes down with a serious condition, Kenan?
You know, I never forget, my wife had an ovarian cyst, and it was very, very serious. The doctors had already seen it. They had already diagnosed it. And I had been teaching at that time about miracles being our inheritance. And I literally said, you know, it's yours. It's already yours. And in one of my meetings, as I'm teaching Sid, the fire of God goes into her body. She can feel the fire burning inside of her. And literally, the cyst is dissolved by the fire of God. She goes to the doctor, and they confirm there is no more ovarian cyst. No surgical intervention, no therapy, just the miraculous power and presence of Jesus. And that's for everybody.
I'll tell you what, Keith. It sounds so simple.
Yes.
Guess what? It is. When we return, Keenan will reveal the blueprint from heaven for miracles that work. Find out how God showed Keenan the most powerful key to walking in miracles. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm here with Dr. Keenan Bridges. And Keenan, you use a term, blueprint from heaven that works. What is it?
Jesus is the blueprint from heaven. The Messiah is the blueprint. He said in John 14, 12, he says, whoever believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. See, if we want to know who the Father is, we look at Jesus. If we want to know how the Father heals, we look at Jesus. If we want to know if miracles are the Father's will, we look at Jesus, because He is the express image. When God sent Jesus, Jesus told His disciples in John 14, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So what we need to do is look at the blueprint. The problem, Sid, is that people are looking at wrong representations of what God intends. We look at other people. We look at the person we pray for that didn't get healed. We look at that situation that didn't seem to be resolved. But that's not the blueprint. The Messiah is the blueprint. And this is why the writer of Hebrews tells us, he says, looking unto Jesus, who is both the author and the finisher of our faith. See, if you don't look at the author and the finisher of your faith, and you look at man, man will finish your faith. So what we need to do is look at the author and finisher, because he is the standard by which we are to judge what God desires to do in and through us.
What is the most powerful key that God has shown you to releasing miracles?
You know, this is profound, Sid. God showed me something that we don't think much about. The Bible says that when Jesus saw the multitude and they were sick and they were broken and they were, you know, parched, the Bible says He was moved with compassion and He healed them all. And compassion is like a spiritual force, if you will, that causes us to tap into God's miraculous power, love and compassion. You know, there's the reality is, one of the reasons why I got into healing ministry is I was so frustrated, Sid, that people weren't healed. I saw people in the church, had been in church for 30 years, still sick. I saw people die of sicknesses. I went to funerals.
And these people believe Jesus paid the price.
Absolutely.
But there's some disconnect going on.
There was a cognitive dissonance. And something rose up inside of me. I felt a compassion, Sid. I felt like, you know what, this is not right. And that led me on a journey to really seek the Lord with all of my heart. And that's where He showed me His unconditional will to heal. And I believe that love and compassion are a powerful tool that unlocks God's supernatural power.
Give me a story illustrating this.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember I was praying and I was in a service, and this, I hate to say this, monster of a man. He was the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he looked like an oak tree, probably 6'8", tattoos everywhere, tattoos on his face, meaning he'd probably done something pretty bad. And the Lord tells me, he says, go love on that man. And I said, no. And the Lord said, go minister to him. And I said, okay. And I look at him, and he's looking so angry, and he's looking so violent. And I literally go, and I lay my hands on his chest, and I embrace him. And when I embrace him, Sid, he starts weeping like a baby. I mean, just crying. He's just crying. And I'm holding him, and I could feel the love of God flow out of me into him. And that liquid love begins to bring restoration to this man. And I said, wow, look at the power of the love of God. You know, the Bible says love never fails. And when we learn how to yield to the love of God, and we learn how to respond to the love of God, it's a recipe for miracles every time.
Kenan, you have a different spin on Peter walking on water.
You know, that's one of my favorite stories, Sid, when Peter's walking on the water. Actually, we kind of misinterpret that text. Jesus is walking on the sea of Galilee, and the disciples are in the boat, and they're terrified. They say, oh, that's a ghost walking. And right. Peter recognizes that, no, that's the Messiah, that's Jesus. And he asks him a question. He says, Lord, would you bid me to come to you? Number one, he had to get out of his comfort zone. That's number one. Every miracle is outside of your comfort zone. But number two, he's not really walking on the water. He's walking on the Word of God. When the Messiah speaks his word, he gives Peter the invitation, and Peter responds to the invitation of the Messiah. He was literally inviting him into the miraculous. And as Peter responds, he sees something done that defies the laws of gravity. He's able to walk on water, which is impossible, because he is looking at the one and responding to the one who makes all things possible when we believe.
Give me an example in your life.
I was praying for a lady who had a stroke, and she couldn't speak. She couldn't use her right hand, and I'm in front of thousands. And I said, well, if I get this one wrong, Sid, this is the end of my healing ministry. And so I literally go to her and I said, you know, I want you to speak. And she's like, she's not even responding. Her friend gets frustrated with me. But the Lord kept telling me, step out of the boat. Just believe me, because faith is spelled R-I-S-K. And I said, okay. And I said, just say Jesus. And nothing's coming out. I said, come on, say Jesus. And I'm thinking, oh Lord, this is the end of the ministry. I said, say Jesus. And finally, she grabs my hand with the arm that she can't use, nearly breaking my hand. It was so strong. And she takes the microphone. She says, Jesus. And when she did that, faith exploded in the room, and miracles just kind of happened all night long after that.
Now, people read your book or they sit under your teaching. Give me a testimony related of someone else that understood the Peter story on the walking on the water.
So there's a gentleman in our ministry who actually hears this teaching, grabs hold of it, and says, I'm going to step out of the boat. So he asks the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, just show me something. And as he's praying, he sees the face of a man dressed, you know, like in a jogging suit, walking with his bike. And he feels the prompting to go minister to this person. He doesn't know who he is. So he gets out of his house and gets on his bike and rides into town. And he sees a couple of people. One of them he goes up to and he says, you know, I want to minister to you. The person says, no, I don't want to talk to you. So he was feeling a little discouraged. But sometimes we have to persist. And so as he's heading back home, he realizes there's a man walking toward him dressed exactly as he saw in the vision. Hmm. And this man rides toward him and he says, hey, I believe that God wants me to share a word with you. And the person says, oh my God, I came out here, I told God, if you don't speak to me today, I want to end my life.
Wow.
And literally in that moment, he led the person in the sinner's prayer and they got born again, all because he took the risk.
And that's the most amazing thing. He teaches on this, and it's so simple.
Yeah.
It really is.
And very simple.
And you say, but more important than you, the Bible says, those who believe say, that's me. Say it. That's me. Well, lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Well, who's going to lay hands on me? Oh, I can lay hands on me.
That's right.
God said something that so jump-started Kenan's healing ministry, and it's going to jump-start yours. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Kenan Bridges' brand new powerful book, Releasing Miracles, How to Walk in the Supernatural Power of God, plus his three-part audio CD teaching set, Heaven's Blueprint, Your Inheritance for Walking in the Miraculous. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9833.
What if I told you that the doors that you've been waiting on to open in your spiritual life have already been opened? Your miracles have already been granted. I have proof, and it's found in the blueprint of heaven.
You will receive Kenan Bridges' brand new powerful book, Releasing Miracles, How to Walk in the Supernatural Power of God, plus his three-part audio CD teaching set, Heaven's Blueprint, Your Inheritance for Walking in the Miraculous. Did you know that everything in the kingdom of God follows a spiritual blueprint? If you want to know the nature, character, and the heart of the Father, all you need to do is look at Jesus, the embodiment of the spiritual blueprint of heaven. Find out how your life can be marked by an outpouring of God's power, answered prayers, miracles, and victory. Understand how you have the divine right to operate in the miraculous. Learn that the door to the miraculous was opened 2,000 years ago. Learn the ABCs of walking in the miraculous. Discover the supernatural power of divine compassion. Discover how to sustain a supernatural lifestyle through faith, compassion, humility, and worship. Learn why miracles are your spiritual inheritance. Find out how God's love and kingdom can begin to overflow in your life and change the lives of those around you. Learn that the Holy Spirit is waiting to partner with you. Kenan includes anointed prayers of impartation on his audio CD series, prayers for you to move in the miraculous, prayers for miracle power to flow into your home, prayers for medical miracles, prayers for financial miracles, and so much more. Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' brand new powerful book, Releasing Miracles, How to Walk in the Supernatural Power of God, plus his three-part audio CD teaching set, Heaven's Blueprint, Your Inheritance for Walking in the Miraculous. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9833. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9833 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
And you know, these things you teach, they're so simple, because in the Bible, it's so simple.
Yes, sir.
That everyone can understand it and everyone can do it. You said there was something that God spoke to your heart that jump-started your healing miracle ministry.
You know, it was a very simple statement that the Lord spoke to me, and it's funny because in my zeal, I want to be your man. I want to be the one that your power flows through. And the Lord said to me, he says, Kenan, you do the believing, I'll do the manifesting. In fact, he went further to say, just get out of my way.
Now, your book, Releasing Miracles, it's so easy. It's so practical. Share a nugget from the book now.
You know, I want to encourage you guys because I believe with all my heart that we are coming into a season where miracles are absolutely necessary. There's coming a time, beloved, where we're going to have to walk in the supernatural power of God. You're going to have to know how to abide in what I call that abiding presence. It's going to affect your family, your children, your business, your ministry. We're going to see food multiply. We're going to see like the Nigerian man that put water in his gas tank during a gas shortage and drove 40 miles with water because God turned the water into gasoline. That's the kind of God that we serve. And I teach this in my book that Jesus says something profound in John 14. He says, the works that I do, will you do also. Notice he didn't say the works that I did. The works that I do. He's still doing the work. He's still raising the dead. He's still casting out demons. He's just doing it through you. He's doing it with you. And I believe that God is not calling the church just to be used by God. I remember being in Australia preaching, and I was about to get up, and I would say this prayer every time, Lord, use me, Lord, use me, Lord, use me. And the Lord says, no. I said, what? Am I reprobate? Have I lost my salvation, God? I'm sorry. He says, no, no, no. I don't want to use you. I want to partner with you. And he took me to Mark 16 to confirm this. It says, and the Lord, and they went everywhere preaching the gospel, the Lord working with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders. Beloved, that's you. He's the best partner in the universe. He's never failed, and he never will fail. And all he wants you to do is say yes to him. If you'll say yes, he'll release and reveal his best. Now is the time.
Now, you see on this show people from every possible walk of life, every possible background. I'll take myself, for example. A lot of people don't know my background. I come from a very traditional Jewish background. And I had an encounter with Jesus that my wife said, you became an entirely different person. Overnight. Now, some people, it takes a lifetime to work out stuff, and I'm still working on it, don't get me wrong. But overnight, I changed. And there are people watching, and you think you've gone too far, or you've walked away from what you knew. I tell you this, when you understand that Jesus died for every sin that you've ever committed, that he wants to give you a clean slate, that he wants to forgive you when you stumble again, that he wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven, and that there is no one righteous on earth, the greatest rabbi, the greatest imam, the greatest Hindu yogi. There's none righteous, no, not one. Except Jesus, the righteous one, the Son of God, who came and died in your place. Repeat this prayer after me. Believe it to the best of your ability. And I tell you, the same change that happened to Kenan, the same change that happened to me and all of my guests. God's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Repeat out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've committed many sins, for which I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes them away, and you remember them no more. And I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. Become my Lord. Amen. Everyone that said that prayer, and everyone that knows Jesus, and everyone that didn't say that prayer, pray for a miracle right now.
Father, right now, I release the glory into your home. I release in Jesus' name the abiding presence of the Messiah that would cause you to know that he's done the heavy lifting for you. Cancer's no match for him. Diabetes is no match for him. That prodigal son is no match for the Messiah. Right now, I declare the miracle power of God flows right where you are, and that you receive an impartation where miracles will become normal in Jesus' name. Amen.